There's been some excitement this week at the U.S. Open.
Ryan Harrison, though, into the third round at the U.S. Open. First time in a major. He's gone this far through the qualifying.
That's American Ryan Harrison beating out fifth-seeded Milos Raonic of Canada. Rafael Nadal also won yesterday. Both Andy Murray and Serena Williams are playing today. But a big name in the men's bracket is missing. Roger Federer, who holds the record for Grand Slam titles, is out with a knee injury. He has my empathy. Sports commentator John Bacon is here from Here Now contributor Michigan Radio. Hi, John.
Hello, Robin.
So Federer sitting it out, Novak Djokovic playing, but with a wrist injury. Nadal's been plagued by injuries. Everyone's saying we're seeing the end of an era here.
It's getting close. Not quite the end, Robin, but the beginning of the end, perhaps. And it's kind of a shame because this is the big four, as you know. Kind of like the three tenors. Even if you're not a tennis fan, this is the golden era of tennis. And these guys are getting near the end.
Well, and the fourth being Andy Murray?
That is correct. He's the least heralded of the four, I would say. But he's 29 years old, and currently he's the healthiest, so he might get the last laugh.
Well, he certainly did. I mean, a couple weeks ago, we were thinking that so many of the top players are coming into the U.S. Open having been very embarrassed at the Olympics.
And embarrassed the last 13 years, really, Robin. So it's not been a good decade. The last time an American won a major in tennis is Andy Roddick in 2003, exactly 13 years ago. So that's not a good run.
No, but even Novak Djokovic, I mean, they didn't do well in the Olympics. So maybe something to prove here. We heard sound at the top of American Ryan Harrison's upset. American John Isner is also still in. Madison Keys had an easy win. Is there, you know, an upswing maybe for American tennis going on?
I would say a nominal yes, Robin, based on my dad's old theory, which is when you're on the floor, you can't fall out of bed. So I think the future looks brighter than the present, but there's still a few years away, I think. But yeah. Jack Sock is an up-and-comer. Steve Johnson also is. And, of course, you always have Serena Williams.
Well, and scan the horizon for us from all countries. Who else should we, if we're just tuning in and thinking, okay, let's get to the U.S. Open, who should we be looking for?
Well, the guy just got knocked out, actually.
Oh.
Milos Raonic might be the next of the big four guys. Canadian, of course, which you don't see very often. He's got a very strong serve, and he's got a very bright future ahead of him. I would say Pablo Carreña Busta, a 22-year-old Spaniard, might be following in Nadal's footsteps. And a guy from Australia, a cocky, loud guy named Bernard Tomic, would be interesting to watch as well.
Yeah. So what do you think? I mean, we just look quickly at the future of tennis before we glance at another sport real quick. But, you know, you see a golden era forming?
Maybe, but man, this one is probably the last you're going to see in my lifetime, and I'm not a kid, I grant you, but four guys together. The last time we saw anything like this was Borg, McEnroe, and of course Connors back in the 70s and 80s, Ilya Nastasi, if you guys like that.
Well, not to mention
these
now,
four, by the way, they've won 42 of the last 46 majors. You never have seen that in the history of the sport.
We're also watching the Williams sisters, so I mean, there's women too that are. But just real
Absolutely.
Quick, this is going to be like a yes or no. College
okay.
football season starting. Big question, as it seems every year, it is. Can anyone beat Alabama?
Only Alabama can beat Alabama. How's that?
Okay, that's a no.
they don't rebuild, they reload. That's what they're doing.
Well, we're going to hear from other schools, so bring it. Sports commentator John Bacon, thanks as always.
Robin, always a pleasure.